Oh, there you are. What is up, my friend? It is your buddy Rich, virtual fist bump, coming at you in the microphone. Booyah. Hope you're doing absolutely wonderful. Coming at you with episode number 52 of the Rich There Show podcast, titled, Why in the Hell Are You Taking Advice from the People Who Aren't Even Remotely Close to Where You're Trying to Get to in your personal development space, in your relationship space, in your financial success space? What does that look like, and why in the fuck are you doing it, my friend? I'm only bringing this up because in the last 15 months or so, I was rolling along on Amazon, taking risks, trudging along, getting all clumsy and stuff, and then people were putting in their 2 cents worth, who had never sold anything on Amazon, you know what I mean? And I was letting that shit get under my skin. And then it caused me to doubt myself, caused me to doubt the decisions I was making, especially when I decided to pivot and get back into what was really in my heart, in my subconscious, which is getting back into like online fitness and accountability coaching. And that I will cover a little bit more. But first and foremost, let me start with a token of gratitude, you guys. I appreciate each and every one of you guys so fucking much who take the time out of your busy day to tune in, listen to me rant about the things I'm learning about and the literature that I'm coming across that is helping me grow and evolve and expand. So I really appreciate that, you guys. Everybody, wherever you're tuning in at. So anyways, if you're enjoying the content I'm putting out, I'm working on some stuff. I'm trying to roll over into a new platform so I can create more micro content, things like that, and bring on guests. That's the next big step for me, is to bring on guests. I've got some really fucking cool ones lined up for you guys too, guys. But if you want to support the show in any way, shape, or form, you can head over to patron.podbean.com/richthere. And you can throw a few bucks to the growth of the show. Allows me to continue to grow without sponsors, pay for the website editing, all these other platforms and programs that I'm using ultimately. So if you guys want to support the show, feel free to head over there. I'm not going to plug that too much because it's I'm going to do it regardless. So anyways, the whole takeaway from that is I fucking love you guys. You're the best. Okay, so why in the fuck are you taking advice from people who aren't where you want to be? Now that, my friends, could be financially, could be fitness related, you know, it could be relationship wise, it could be the person you're dating, your marriage, whatever, it could be parenting, it could be whatever. And now this is not a slight or criticism to those people who are offering this, because a lot of times, and this is my experiences, are that the people who are offering this advice, they're very successful by society standards, right? They've got a great career. They've got their 401k is getting maxed out. They've got all these things that they love doing. But then they're offering advice on the thing that I'm trying to accomplish, which is completely opposite of the direction of where they ended up, right? So, but we as humans, I feel, we let criticism, it doesn't matter, some fucking random stranger could be driving by and comment on your shirt, nice shirt, asshole, and you'd let it get to you. You'd go home and you'd probably fucking change your shirt. That's what I'm saying, is like, we tend to let things get under our skin when it ultimately has no stake. It holds no weight in the outcome of the results we're trying to get. You know what I mean? So something to think about. So like I said, as I'm going through this, this is not criticism of those who are in a different place. But here's just a few key points of why we should take this criticism at face value, you know, digest it, let it marinate. If there are some helpful tips, helpful advice, take them, implement them, and continue your growth. But here are a few reasons I feel you shouldn't put too much weight into it, okay? So, all right, hang on a sec. All right, number one is experience, okay? So a lot of people who haven't achieved the success or the position that you're aspiring to, they might not have the necessary experience or the knowledge adequate to provide accurate and valuable advice. That's a fucking no-brainer, right? So, and this is all case by case, depends on each and every one of us has this whisper inside of a little, it might be once a day, it might be once a week. We have this little whisper of something, whether that's the divine or our muse or the universe tapping us on the shoulder saying, hey, you need to try this, or you know what you'd be good at. And it's planting that seed in us. It's our job individually to listen to that, to let that seed get planted, and to lean into that stuff, right? So people who are completely oblivious to whatever that whisper is to you, they lack the experience because they don't know what path you're on, right? So number two is lack of understanding. Someone who is not in the same place as you, they might not fully understand the challenges and the obstacles that you face in your life or your career to try to get. So they may offer adverse advice to try to talk you out of it, to stay in the cushy job, in whatever it is, right? Don't do the hard shit you need to get you going in the direction you need to go. That type of stuff. Because they lack understanding because they're not walking in the same shoes as you. All right. Number three is limited perspective. Pardon me. Advice from individuals who are not where you want to be may be limited in scope and fail to consider the unique circumstances and the opportunities that exist for you. Right? So the things that you are leaning into, that you're trying to grow and expand upon and learn, down the road, those might lead into some amazing opportunities and experiences for you. And because of whoever's offering their advice, their two cents, because of their limited perspective, they don't see the same thing that you're seeing, right? So there again, don't take this shit personal. Number four, personal bias. People who have not achieved your desired level of success, they might have personal biases or limiting beliefs that could influence the advice they give, which in turn could stifle your motivation, right? So if somebody, a lot of people, this fucking happens all the time, right? I guess it's called like the bucket of lobster syndrome, is when they see somebody trying to reach the top, they pull them back down. And so personal bias, a lot of people think like that because they're not in a better situation that they should give you advice to deter you from your dreams and your aspirations and from growth and personal development, things like that. So think about that. I mean, these are all really great little bullet points, I feel. Number five, unproven strategies. Hang on a sec. All right, unproven strategies. Advice from individuals who have not achieved your goals may be based on unproven strategies or outdated approaches that may not be effective in your specific situation. So they're shooting from the hip. They're giving you, it's secondhand, third-hand information that they're trying to interject into your goals and your dreams and shit, right? So number six, lack of relevance. Advice from individuals who have not achieved your desired level of success may not be relevant to your specific goals, your industry, or your circumstances. Their advice may not even apply to or be useful in your situation. So think about that. Think of the conversations you have throughout the day. And when you hear that little whisper, we get excited. We get hyped up. We want to share it. We want to talk about it. We want to expand upon this, right? So that could be a little off-putting to some people. You know what I mean? So some people, they are trying to converse back. They might think they're offering advice, but it's an unproven strategy. It's all of these things that are kind of compounding. So, but like I said, from the receiving end, you could take all of this advice. And it's so easy to let it get under your skin. It really is. Us as humans, that's our nature, right? To let criticism and advice, to let it stew and marinate. So We've got to get better at that. You've got to stay just hip and hip with that whisper, with that whatever it is you need to do to get to where you need to go. You know what I mean? So like I said, number six was lack of relevance. Number seven, a limited network. Individuals who have not achieved the success or the position that you're aspiring to, they might have a limited network or the connections in your desired field. They might be minimal, right? So their advice may not help you expand your professional network or access new opportunities. So think about that too. Like, because they know nothing of the field you're trying to get into, they're just going to hold you back. They're going to offer advice that is of no value to you, really, because they don't have any connections in that field. It's just their opinion at this point. Number eight, unrealistic expectations. So advice from individuals who have not achieved your goals may lead to unrealistic expectations. They may not fully understand, they may not fully understand the time, the effort, and the resources required to reach your desired level of success. Whew, that one's pretty good. So, number nine, risk of mediocrity. Yikes, this one sucks, doesn't it? So following advice from individuals who have not achieved your desired level of success might limit your potential for growth and excellence. Their advice may encourage you to settle for mediocrity rather than striving for greatness. So if you look back from number one to number eight, all of those, the criticism, the advice, the what I would do's, all of that type of shit, it brings you back to the mediocre level. When you sit up with that and you're like, yeah, you know, maybe they've got a point. Maybe I should just stick with my current situation. But then that little whisper, that little tapping on your shoulder, there it comes back a couple days later. No, maybe you shouldn't. You fucking absolutely shouldn't. You need to lean into that shit, right? I need to lean in to the whispers in my head, in my subconscious. And it's our duty while we're here on this earth to do it, okay? Number 10, missed opportunities. Individuals who have not achieved your goals, they may not be aware of emerging trends, of industry insights, or innovative strategies. Their advice may cause you to miss out on valuable opportunities for advancement and success. Oh man, this is good, right? Just awareness, right? People, they're trying to do good for the most part, right? Most people have good intentions. So when I see Bob over at Starbucks and we're bullshitting, we're catching up, and he tells me about something I'm trying to do, and he makes me feel insecure about my current situation. And so I offer him some bogus advice, one, because I don't have all the information on the industry he's getting into, or I don't have the same experience level as Bob. So there's no telling what advice or what will come out of my mouth that might deter him ultimately from taking those steps. So think about that when you're on the receiving end of that stuff. Think, don't take it personally. Take it at face value. I mean, think about this, guys. Fucking time is running out. I've struggled with this ever since my father passed 2 years ago. I mean, what are we waiting for? Like, when's it going to be the right time? When are you going to expect all these things that you want to happen? And how are they going to happen? Like, do you believe they're just going to materialize out of thin air? What are you doing today to make all of this stuff happen to yourself, right? What is your life going to look like at the end if you don't follow through, if you keep taking these folks' unrealistic advice, right? How are you going to feel about that? If you're feeling frustrated right now, answering these questions honestly will give you a clear answer as to why. But you already know the answer, don't you? Yeah, it's time to get off the bench. It's time to get in the game because time's running out. People, they mean well, you guys. They really do. They mean so well. But if it's not the same trajectory and the same path that you're going on, you need to take it at face value, right? So me in fitness, I need to look at people who are in the fitness space who are super successful, who have went through the stumbling blocks that I am about to go to, right? Anybody else, like I said, this is not criticism, but anybody else, I need to thank them if there's any little nuggets in there that I can learn from, I need to learn from them and I need to keep it going, right? I need to stay focused on the fucking end goal, because only I can identify the whispers that are telling me the direction that I need to go, right? So my last question for you guys is, do you value your time? The main reason why most people struggle to get their lives together is because they lack urgency. They lack the urgency because they don't value their time and they value the opinions of others, and they let that set their fucking clock back to zero every time. Things can end very quickly, and eventually you'll realize this one way or another. So instead of waiting for the inevitable realization, realize that shit now. Realize that, you know, you have this whisper, you have this voice, this muse, this divine intervention coming down that is poking you to do these things, to take this action, to start that business, to write that blog, to fucking whatever it is. So as soon as you begin to grasp this concept, everything will become more valuable and everything will become more urgent, my friend. So don't wait for a fucking life-threatening event to happen or some tragedy for you to start acting with urgency. Start now. Start now while, you know, you've got that piece of advice that you don't really know what to do with. You know what I mean? You know what you need to do. So just do the thing. Keep moving the needle. Keep getting comfortable being uncomfortable. You guys all know this shit, right? I do. So I'm going to keep... another word of advice I would say, this is one thing I have invested in the last 3 months, is an accountability coach. They have helped me so much. They have went through my Instagram. I am still not as consistent where I need to be, but I am getting there. And having people in your corner who are even close to the level that you're trying to get to, that is one, it leads you to believe that it's fucking possible that you can do it. If they can do it, you can do it. But two, they can shorten the journey for you. Like, they can make it not as painful. So I would suggest looking at accountability. Join a Facebook group, do something. But if you have a goal you're trying to achieve, you're going to get advice from people who aren't even close to that same path, right? It's not from a place of malice or ill will or contempt. It's just, that's human nature, right? People want to put in their 2 cents. Don't take it personal. You got to keep going. You guys, I love you guys so much. That was a little bit longer than I thought it was going to be, but hey, man, it was fun. Episode 52 is in the books. Don't fucking take the advice of people who aren't where you want to be, right? We're all on different journeys here, right? Seek out the people who are on the same path as you and hang on every fucking word they've got to say. I love you guys so much. Till next time, virtual fist bump, baby. I love you. Here we go. I'm out. See ya.